This is a download from f1inpubs.co.uk. The F1 in Pubs podcast.
Formula 1 2014, Round 1, Australia.
Hello and welcome to the F1 in Pubscast. My name's Paul, and the as the Australian anthem rings out, it sort of gives you a clue that we are here to watch the Formula 1 Grand Prix of Australia, or should I say Rolex Formula 1 Grand Prix of Australia 2014. At least to get the sponsors in, there maybe it used to be Foster's, it's Rolex, I think you say a lot. Anyway, hello, this is the F1 in Pubscast. New listeners start here. For anyone who doesn't know, we are here at the Apway Bar in Birmingham for the F1 in Pubs event. And I am absolutely astonished to say there's an excited and amazed atmosphere, and because of that, that means people have turned up, which I'm astonished by. Rachel's waving at me, I'll come over to talk to Rachel in a minute. There's going to be a nice collection of regulars and new people today, so for those, as I say, if you don't know, I'm going to do my best Martin Brundle impression, and just as we sit here now, you obviously listen to this later, with hindsight all working for you, but we are sitting now with 10 minutes to go to the start of the Australian Grand Prix. So much anticipation for this new Formula 1 season, it's about to all pay off. So that's what we're looking forward to, it's a great atmosphere of excitement. I've never felt such excitement from Formula 1 fans, even say 2009 was a big rule change. No, 2014 is one of the biggest rule changes I've seen in my life. And that's not saying much, I'm not that old, but I'm not saying that in Murray Walker style. It's the biggest rule change I've seen in the whole of my life. Yeah, when Murray Walker say that, you believe it. But yes, there's lots of rule changes, lots of new order in Formula 1, and lots of fans here at the Apway Bar ready to eat their breakfasts and watch the race. So 10 minutes to go, I'm going to run around and get some opinions. But first, I'm going to talk to Chris Wood at F1 in Pubscast. So I've given him the account, so he will be taking your tweets and your social media. So if you have an opinion on the race, which will be for the hopefully for the next podcast by now, because it's not live, you can't hear me say this, at F1 in Pubscast. Chris, hello.
We speak to you from the future.
From the past, yeah, good start. Your first thing said in 2014.
The first thing should have been, what are we talking about?
I'm half asleep. It is weird watching a race and getting up for a pub, to go to a pub, to fuel your addiction. And most people say that in a different way, but in Formula 1 that means getting up and watching the race.
Yes, even with only 100 kilos of fuel to fuel your addiction. There's a joke in there somewhere.
I'm doing very well at the start. I'll wait till you wake up probably. But who do you think, you are running social media of course, but I do let you have your opinions as well. Who do you think? I might let you do that if you're lucky. Who do you think will win today?
The person with the car who's still running.
Nice.
It's going to be a Mercedes, isn't it?
You think so? A Mercedes engine, or you just mean the actual team?
Yes, Mercedes, proper Mercedes. Mercedes, we both make the engines and cars to go over the engines, and they'll win.
I just wanted to point out, if you were going to predict the team will win, and then when a Mercedes engine wins later, you'd be like, I meant the engines.
Okay.
What? It's too early for this. I'm banterish and everyone else is asleep. So I'm going to annoy people today. I'm going to run around and interrupt their breakfast and their coffee.
By definition, I'm awake. I drove you here.
Yeah, that's true. That was fun. I was going to start the podcast in the car, but then you started driving. Anyway.
When you finally let go of the grab handle, you realise you already arrived.
Yes, well, it's about to sit on your keys, which is an eclectic way of giving me a lift. Yeah, sit on the keys.
It's a cheap support race. What do you want?
Fair enough, yes. I've actually seen any support races today. I wonder how VX supercars are. There is rain in the air. That's the exciting thing. But we are, like all Formula 1 fans, we're getting excited about something that might not happen. So after every blooming year, there's rain in the air. So how many times are we going to get excited about rain and then it not pay off, and we're going to not feel victim to this excitement?
What are we talking about?
Rain. Okay, that's your catchphrase. So yes, tweet at F1 in Pubscast, and Chris will be the one sorting your comments out from there. Is anything worth talking about at the moment?
I'm not looking.
Oh, fine. Okay, that's the 5 minute to go warning, so I better go and talk to people. One of which is Rachel, who's a regular. We're going to be, I say, some regulars on the podcast. There's some new people I might have to talk to after the race, because it's not long, as we know. 5 minutes to the parade lap, Rachel. What are your thoughts?
It's going to be an interesting one. Qualifying was fun yesterday. Certainly there might be some rain in the air, I don't know. I was wondering if Michael Fisher over there is sorting us out, but...
His predictions, yeah, as I say, Michael Fisher ignores a hurricane, so maybe you're right. in that, how many times in Formula 1 do we predict rain and it never happens and we get annoyed?
Indeed, plus it might get your safety car urge out of the way.
Oh, I'm definitely going to get that today. Someone's going to break down and it's hard to break down and not bring out the safety car here, so we'll find. I'm sure I'll get at least two or three. That's my prediction.
Indeed. It'd be interesting to see how the new changes to the cars go, how the new guys go, because they did qualify well. I mean, Magnussen out-qualified Button, Ricciardo out-qualified Vettel, and so on and so forth.
That's two. You couldn't think of any more.
Yeah, I know. It's early, Paul, believe it or not.
You did well. Okay. That's a good catch here today. It's early. It's too early. Yes, that'll do. Anyway.
But it'd be interesting to see if Mercedes carry on their trend from last season of qualifying well but not performing in the race. But
it's a good point, actually. It's a good point.
Who knows? It's the first race of the season. Everyone's fun, and it's a packed pub, which is great to see.
Packed pub at 6 a.m. Would you believe it?
Well, I was in the pub at 12 yesterday, so.
Have you left?
Briefly.
Oh,
for food.
Anyway, I'm going to wander around. Is anyone going to wander around with me and be like substitute Manish from 2 years ago? That hasn't happened anymore. Rachel's staying, so she's not going anywhere. Who should I collar next? Oh wait, I didn't hear you, Rachel. I'm talking. Yes, hello, Tim.
Hello.
How are you? One of the many Tims, and now you've survived and ended up being our default Tim just by turning up.
I feel honoured. I am the default Tim.
Yes. Oh, good. Hello. It's too early for me to think of anything interesting questions. So 2014, wow, that will do.
Well, many mysteries. I think today's question is, how many cars will finish the race?
Yeah, that's a good question. I'm glad you're setting the questions. Good. Yes, that is true. How many would you predict?
A dozen.
A dozen, okay.
Maybe a bit more. Cool. I think reliability, I just think everyone's worried about fuel, aren't they, and running out and stuff.
Yeah, the 100 kilograms between the green flag and the chequered flag doesn't include the parade lap or the warm down lap, whatever you want to call it. So, yeah, quite a few issues there. I'm worried about the quality of racing that result if people are saving fuel. I mean, talk about easy passes with a DRS, but if someone's lifting off early, they'll be straight by.
Absolutely. And the other thing that's quite amusing is that my dad has a bigger engine in his car.
Yeah, but he doesn't have quite the amount of technology, though, does he?
No, I am being facetious.
Yes, we like that. We like that. A bit of facetiousness. Too early.
My dad drives a really fast car, yeah. No, he drives a Toyota.
Your dad's a pilot.
Yes, indeed. No, it's going to be fun. It's going to be fun today.
So, how many? What are you predicting? Who's going to win?
I'm going to say Lewis because...
No one's going for the random element. Anything could happen and it might.
I mean, if there was as good a chance for Lewis, it's this season at the moment, isn't it?
I expect those Lotuses to come back from the back of the grid, have a lap pace on everyone by the end. They could be showboating, we don't know. Or what's the word for hiding your performance?
You know, as Roman Grosjean gets good rather than, if tradition goes.
And Maldonado has good happen to him when he crashes into it. Maldonado hits good.
Dark horse for this season is Bottas.
Yes, Bottas, true. I'm going to go and widen this out. Hello, sir. What's your name there, sorry?
Andy.
Hello, Andy. I did talk to you earlier, but the podcast people want to know. You're looking at me confused. Hello.
Hiya.
And what's your predictions for 2014? We've only got 5 minutes to go or less now, so it's all it's time for the predictions to really be come home to roost, and I can't speak.
Sorry, I think it's a little bit too early to tell. We've so many changes. I think we've just got to get through the first race. I think we can make a few more decisions based on the results of that.
That's good fence sitting. I like that. But who's going to win?
I'm going to say Hamilton's probably going to be with a good chance on this one.
Okay. So again, no one's going for the random reliability element. It could be that they all break down and Max Chilton wins.
I think there's too many unknowns at the moment because there's so many changes. With them taking so much less fuel into this race that we've got to see if they actually make it to the end.
True.
So, yeah, I'm going to have to sit back and sit on this one and make a decision at the end of that one.
Two things that I think are very interesting I've just heard in the background. You can hear team radio and you can hear fans cheering. That's going to make for an interesting atmosphere this year, particularly at Silverstone.
Yes, definitely.
No, you want to watch the race. Okay, I'll let you go. Enjoy the queue. But they'll move around. Sorry about that. I'll be back after the race, though, to hold you to your predictions. So, Vicky, quickly. Can I interrupt you, Vicky, just to talk to the podcast? Because we haven't got long. We're about to start the parade lap. We're looking at an onboard shot of a Red Bull, so we're about to start. Very quickly, then, what do you think was going to happen in this race and indeed in 2014? Can you sum it all up in less than 2 minutes?
No, I can't. I think it's going to be very unpredictable. I'm really delighted that Mercedes are up the front and Red Bull around. Well, one of the Red Bulls is down the back. So very happy about that. And I'd like to see Nico and Lewis battle it out for the race.
Nice.
And
is that it?
Well, no.
You sound like you're going to continue. Oh, one of the cars hasn't got go in, so that's a good start for one of the Marussias anyway.
I'd like to see it all a few more winners and it spread out a bit more. So
it's 2012 and it's like 8-9 winners in the first 8-9 races, whatever it was.
Yes, definitely, because it's never good for the sport when there's just one winner every week.
Your copy's here, so how many finishes?
Oh, this 17.
Brilliant. Okay. 17? That's quite high. That's the highest. I didn't hear that until I had to think about it. Hello, Vic. Very quickly then, your name for the podcast. New listeners start here.
Morning, Paul. How are we? I'm Paul.
Who are you?
Oh, I'm Stuart.
Stuart. So I know these things, but people at home don't. I was trying to do it in a smooth way, but I'm too tired to even pretend to do things smoothly. It is 6:01, I think, now, so the parade lap is halfway through, so we haven't got long to have a good old chin mug. I think we need longer than this, but what do you think about 2014?
It's stupidly early, and I'm really looking forward to it.
How many finishes do you reckon we'll get in today?
Oh, let's go with a 15.
15? Everyone's going high. If we'd talked during testing, I think we wouldn't have got out a single figure prediction. But now we've had qualifying and a bit of a run of the rub of the green, I think people are a little bit more confident.
Yeah, Charlie has actually clarified what happens if nobody finishes.
Is that the real Charlie or is that the fake Charlie?
The real Charlie has actually clarified what happens, and it goes back to the last completed lap.
I think from a TV point of view, we have to stick around for 2 hours. Even if there's an empty track, the contract saves 2 hours of broadcasting.
I don't know about that, but I think we're going to be surprised with the amount of people that finish. But equally, yeah. I do think that we're going to see one or two engines and gearboxes go pop.
It's true. I don't think, every time in the winter, it's easy to predict an F1 revolution and we get to Melbourne. It's like, well, there's still cars going around the track. There's still a competitive order. It might be slightly different. But things generally, the cream rises to the crop over the course of a season.
That's true. But on a completely different tack, how good is it to see Martini back?
Yes. I think they could have done more of that livery. It seems mainly white on TV. But on pictures, it looks stunning.
I'm waiting for Williams to bring out the range of clothing. I definitely want Martini gear.
Yes, I'm going to take a picture of you later on and find out if that is true. I haven't got long now, so we're going to talk to Dan. Very quickly, Dan, because I got you earlier. It's too late now. I basically want one word answers. 2015, I'm too far ahead, it's too early for me. I'm on the grid, so got one word answers. How many finishes?
10.
Oh, that's good. That's quite the lowest we've had so far, I think. And who do you think is going to win very quickly?
Hamilton.
Okay, you could have embellished a bit, but no, too late. We're on the grid now, so nice Martini on board there. So, yes, is it going to be a good race?
Probably not.
Well, you're very optimistic. I'm going to come back to you after the race. Anyway, we're on the grid now, so I haven't got time to ask you why you're so pessimistic. Boo! Anyway, see you in a bit. And we're about to start. Charlie Whiting has his finger on the button, so we're about to start. Lewis Hamilton's took up his pole position. There's two or three more stragglers at the rear of the field. I haven't even ordered my breakfast yet, Rachel. I'm hungry. When am I going to do? I'm going to have no time in the race. I hope there's a safety car at some point. No time for that because the race is starting. I've sat down in my seat. Oh, it's going to be a good one. Hopefully there's going to be no first corner incidents too. So then the lights are coming on. It's time for the 2014 Australian Grand Prix. We'll be back after it. Moving on after some commercial messages. Oh no, a yellow light. Oh, I've got more time to dust predictions. Oh, another parade lap. Oh, I've got more time then. Who should I talk to now?
Can I talk about hashtag drunk Americans watching F1? It's my friend in, I think, Boston, and she got into F1 last season, and for each race, because it's a ridiculous time for those in the States, does drunk Americans watching F1, which is very, very funny.
Any chance they are any Irish heritage, because they could be staying up all night to drink to see in St. Patrick's Day as well?
I have no idea.
Okay, thanks for that. That was helpful. Who else can I talk to? There's two people over there. I'll talk to him. There's two people over here we haven't talked to. Very quickly then, I'm going to quickly second parade lap. Another Marussia. Hello, I'm Paul, the podcast. I don't know if you mentioned there's going to be a podcast. But what's your name, so for the podcast?
Liam.
Hello, Liam. Your food's here. Are you ordered food? No. You could have had some food. Anyway, another Marussia store, so that's the reason we're on another parade lap. I've just got time now. You wouldn't have been on the podcast if it weren't for this second parade lap. But what do you think is going to happen today? Is it going to be as crazy as people predict, basically?
Probably, yeah.
And who are you pulling for?
I'm a Hamilton fan, mate.
So how many finishes do you reckon we'll get as well?
Probably not many.
Yeah, we've had prediction between 10 and 17, so you want to go somewhere in then? I'll come and get you later.
You're around there, I should imagine.
Give me a number, because I'm going to come back and get you later.
We've got to be 15.
15, all right, okay, I'm going to have to invite you. I wish I'd written these down. Anyway, cool. We'll be back later to give you a prediction. So, yes, one more parade lap. How long have we got? Who else have we got to talk? Talk to people over here. This is an extra parade lap, Chris. I've got more time to talk to you. Are you ordering food now? Don't order food. I'm ordering food. I'll do it after the start.
I was ordering a drink. Okay. You spent so long talking to that thing.
Yeah, I've got a new friend.
You realize you could be doing this for an hour if they keep on having false starts.
It's true. This podcast cannot be stopped.
Why don't you just call it?
Yes.
And then record when it goes lights out. Away we go. And then carry on.
There's no editing.
We'll fix it in post.
Yes. No, we won't. There's no editing. It's easier that way. I mean, it's great atmosphere that way. Anyway, moving on down to the people over here. Hello. Name for the podcast because they haven't. It's new season. We will start here. I know who you are, but these people don't, pointing to home to the podcast. Hello, who are you?
I'm Gareth.
That was a waste. I could have wasted just asked you that without having to waffle all along, because now we're getting back towards the grid. So very quickly, Gareth, nice glasses, I think. not quite sure yet. What are you going to, how many finishes for start? We're asking people.
That's a tough one. I'm going to go for 13, a very lucky number.
Nice, you're past a Maldonado fan. I can actually know people by numbers now. It's sticking in my head. They are a good thing, the numbers. Anyway, yes, so 13 finishes. Who's going to win?
Depends if it rains or not, I think.
Well, don't get our hopes up about that. Let's not mention it again until it happens, or if it happens.
But yeah, I'd like Lewis to win, but then as well, basically Mercedes power. I want Mercedes power to win. That's about it, really.
Oh, someone else coming to the grid now. It looks like something's happening there, but people are shuffling. Are they going on another lap? It looks like they weren't stopping and ready on the grid. Anyway, good. It looks like we've come to the grid now, so maybe I'll try another time for a nice intro. Lewis is in the wrong place. Is Lewis way out of his grid markings there? Look really, really weird. Anyway, I think we're coming towards a start. So yes, it's going to be a good one, do you think?
Yeah, I think this will be a special race. Very special race, yeah.
Okay, so I'll leave you alone now. You had your breakfast, and it's a good atmosphere, isn't it? Lots of people for the morning.
Lots of people today.
I know, I'm surprised. It's 5 a.m. they came. They came wanting Formula 1. Anyway, yes, thanks for that. See you later. Who we got now? I haven't got time. No, we're on the grid. It's time to go back. I hope we get actually a start this time. No, someone's in my seat now. Get out my seat, Tim. Oh, just leave. Get out. Go on. No, I can have pit stop in my seat. Anyway, it's like the red lights are on. We're about to start the Australian Grand Prix 2014. See you after in a bit for post-race reaction.
This is a download from f1inpubs.co.uk. This is the F1 in Pubs cast with Paul Hadsley. Paul Hadsley.
Well, they got that one home. One out of two ain't bad, is it? So, Formula One's new era begins. A dominant performance from a German driver, followed home by an Australian. That is Formula One in 2014. Well done, everyone. We made it. I think there's still a lot of questions to be answered in Formula One. I don't think that race answered as many questions as we thought. I'd expect that much laughter. It's not stand-up comedy, all right? Calm down. It's not. Stop laughing. It's not funny. I've just said that now. As the race happens, we can time that. I bet you about 25,000 people have put that on Twitter before this podcast goes out, so it won't be seen as original. So let's calm down. Anyway, very quickly, I'm going to tell you about some new features of this podcast before I go around and annoy people in this morning where they're probably still finishing their breakfast. They're not going HD. No, you can have H audio. High definition audio. I don't think that quite works. We're going on DAB. No, I wish. It's in that area though. Actually, obviously there's still two ways, and I realise you're listening to this podcast in one of the ways that I'm about to mention. So, one of them will bore you. The other two might interest you. So I apologise to this those at home. Yes, shut up, you. Someone's snoring in the background. Basically, we have normal two ways of listening to the podcast as normal. If you're listening via the F1 in Pubs website, www.f1inpubs.co.uk/pubscast, you can listen via iTunes. Type in F1 in Pubs or F1 in Pubscast to iTunes. It took me a year to get that on.
SoundCloud.
Well, don't talk about SoundCloud. It's supposed to be on the website. It's the same form. Anyway, don't shush. You can do it though if you want to go to SoundCloud. Okay, it's four ways now. But no, new for 2014, we've been at Autosport, we're brought under the wings of Downforce UK Radio. Downforce Radio. I think it's downforce-uk.com. I will look for the thing later. It's too early and I forgot to bring the card of it on. Downforce UK Radio, Google it. It's a great new radio station, motorsport based radio station, national racing, international racing, basically anything with wheels will be covered, from oval racing, stock car racing, that sort of things. Formula One at the top and everything else.
Well, they cover the Tour de France, seeing as it's anything with wheels.
Anything with wheels and a motor, I imagine. You're just so contrary in this. You've had one coffee and you're so contrary, Rachel.
I don't drink coffee, I drink tea.
Still, you've caffeine inside you and you're really just trying to sabotage me. You're doing worse job than Chris for sabotaging. Well, you had one swear word earlier, but you probably didn't hear that. I had to bleep it out. But that man's cut out of the... And he's gone, in fact. He's gone, or probably just left. Doesn't want to be talk. He swore earlier and he's left. Anyway, so we've just seen the Australian Grand Prix, so don't forget to listen on those various ways that I told you. And if you keep listening to Downforce Radio, then apparently I keep turning up on various shows. I've already been on two this week. They kindly invited on the Monday show and then the Thursday banter show, which is a pit flat. No, it's not. That's a spoof, but I'll edit this bit out. It's called Pit Board, B-O-R-E-D. So we're trying to, you know, make the formula not boring. It's hilarious,
so
and if I do say so myself. Sorry?
So your banter hasn't improved then?
No, my banter hasn't improved, but hopefully my listening figures will. So that's all that matters. Anyway, yes, we've just had Nico Rosberg pull into Parc Fermé, or the winner's circle anyway. We're going to go around now and interview people. I guess I should start with you, Miss Contrary Rachel. Go on then, what did you think of that race? Do you reckon there's enough questions answered in Formula 1 or 2014, or do you reckon we've still got a lot to learn?
There's still a lot to learn. I mean, it's the first Grand Prix of the season. Everyone's going to be learning, especially Lotus. So, yeah, 14 cars finished. And
14 was, in 14.
Yeah, 14 more than I thought would finish. But
you thought none would. You said earlier you did guess in double figures, though.
Yeah, I might have done.
And you did predict about Mercedes' qualifying pace not being quite the same as race pace for Lewis. Anyway, that ended up being quite true.
Yeah, so I'm half right there. Also, I think our new favourite driver of the season already is our Kev.
Kev, if you're starting trying to launch a few memes out of this, so if you are listening, do please make us some pictures or something, because I'm only audio, I'm not creative. But we like Kevin Magnus, son of... Kevin Magnus, son of Jan. Get it all out in one go.
Kevin Janssen.
Yeah, they like the people, like names ending in son in McLaren, don't they? Anyway, not quite the same. So, Nico Rosberg did well, and he did the Vettel trick of last year, as my hilarious intro did tell you, but he was flawless. His car was flawless as well, which is a big deal, and the TV cameras didn't really pick him up.
No, it's Vettel syndrome.
Yeah.
takes a big lead and all the action happens in the middle.
Yeah.
Interesting battles between Valtteri Bottas and Kimi Raikkonen and Nico Hülkenberg and Jean-Éric Vergne, which was good to see.
They had the scales over by the wall. Just looked like Ricardo, I don't know why I keep saying it wrong. Ricardo just got out and just sort of stood against the wall banging his head, but that's where the scales were to weigh himself. There's Charlie Whiting, the real one. I've had many conversations with Charlie Whiting and then it turns out not to be him, would you believe, on Twitter. But it's nice to name check the most famous of the fake Twitter accounts. Anyway, it's better than that Racing Comb one. We tried to start a fake. Oh yeah, I'm going to start a spoof one as well. I think it's a good idea to start a spoof one for the little midget that sits on the front wing of the Bottas's car and starts filming, starts panning around. He keeps missing all the overtakes that Bottas was doing. But yeah, the midget cameraman. That's a good Twitter name, isn't it?
I don't think you're allowed to call them midgets.
You see, it sounded funny when we talked about it. When you bring things out of context, and it's like, yeah, let's not talk about it.
I think you'll have to edit that out.
Yeah, well, it's okay. So let's go and talk to people. Let's go around and do Martin Brundle impression. That's all I really want to do. I'm going to go far away as possible and then come back to my location. That's a good idea. Hello again. What's your name again, sorry?
Gareth.
Hello, Gareth. And what did you think of the race?
Yeah, it's really good. Shame for Lewis. But other than that, really good race. Looks good for the rest of the year if they're all going to be that exciting.
So. Everyone was very boring and predicted Lewis to win because he was on pole. Didn't quite work out that way, did it?
No, it didn't work out that way. But I think that was a shame. I think there could have been a good battle between him and Nico if he hadn't gone out. So
I think it definitely would have been. I think he would have been right there with Ricardo, should I say. So yes, I think that would have been a good race, but as I say, not many questions answered for Formula 1 2014. There's still a lot of question marks in the air, isn't there?
Yeah, definitely, especially in terms of reliability. I mean, at least it looks like the fuel saving isn't as big a deal. We didn't see anyone running out of fuel before the end of the race, so that's good.
True, that is a good idea. That's a good point. Actually, I didn't think about that, but who knows how who was doing what in that race. We had Magnussen sort of slowing himself down, didn't he? It said yellow G6, and like a G6, like a G3, and I'm sure that's going to be edited into some sort of rap-based remix before the end of the race. But yeah, I mean, what was that all about? Do we know?
I think that's just different fuels, different speeds, and he was going too fast. He had to use one of his slower fuels, and that's why we didn't see a battle between him and Ricciardo just before the end of the line, which is a shame as well. But
it is. I know, but still, yeah, great start to the season, I suppose. I say a lot more to find out. It's better this way, and the form is unpredictable, isn't it?
Oh, definitely, yeah, I think so. It makes it a lot more exciting. I think it means that the championship's going to be a lot closer, hopefully, so should be a good race to the finish.
Lots more to see in Malaysia, then. Hopefully I'll see you there. Yes, he's nodding. Good, good. Oh, I was going to talk to people over here then. Kerry and Martin showed up late. What were you, Kerry and Martin, sort of lazy, just lolling around in bed, couldn't be bothered to come, and then they did come. What was wrong? Why were you late?
I was driving. That's all I'll say.
Oh, that means you were obviously a very safe and legal driver. Are you leaving? Are you off?
We're off, yeah.
Oh, new person. Hello, new person. Do we even get to talk to you on the podcast? Hello. Introduce yourself.
Arthur.
Hello, Arthur. Where's Lyndon gone, your new friend?
Oh, he's made a run.
He's gone already?
Yeah, he's not an eco fan.
Oh, I hate it when people storm out. We had this with the famous at Pop Van Cullen. Oh, he's off. He couldn't talk on the podcast. I had to stop you from leaving. Cool, 2 weeks' time. Yeah, hopefully I will see you. There's more talk on the podcast. Some people don't like it, don't get it. No, it's just talking, but with this recording device in between us. But yeah, I mean, what did you think? Any more questions answered in Formula 2014? There's a lot still out there to learn.
I made a confident prediction today that it was going to be Max Chilton's first points in F1.
You only finished a lap down with his teammate. How did that even happen?
Well, to be honest, that's Max Chilton's greatest ever result in Formula 1, so I think we should be proud.
Yeah.
If he's not on the front pages tomorrow, I'm going to be sad.
Jensen's the highest placed British driver because he's kept his car going.
Second highest above Lewis Hamilton.
And faster than he did more laps than Vettel.
Yeah, so better than Vettel, that's why.
Yeah, I suppose that's true. So yeah, you're right. So yes, and this is your first experience at F1 in pubs. You like the atmosphere? Not quite as many cheering as you get. Normally you have a better cheering thing going. I think the biggest cheer we had, or the biggest shock reaction today, was someone snapping off a brake caliper in a pit lane, in the pit stop, which is a bit hilarious.
When the most exciting things that happen are in the pit lane due to a mechanic kicking the wheel, kicking the front of the car, it's a little disappointing. I think it had potential to race, it just kind of didn't deliver. First five laps were brilliant.
I think everyone's being a bit cautious, but I think hopefully then as they get the reliability, they'll start pushing it and it only get better from here. We can only hope anyway.
I'm still going for Vettel to win the title quite easily.
Well, that double points, anything can happen. Oh, yeah. Did I really say that? Anyway, yes, so hopefully you enjoyed your experience. I'll see you in Malaysia.
It's been a delight. And
for Malaysia.
See you in a
not in Malaysia.
No, not quite, unfortunately.
Okay, cool, thank you. And thanks for coming. Nice to see a new person. We like to audition new people. You can come down here, f1inpubs.co.uk, find out where your local location is, and somehow we'll get you involved. Hello, Kerry, I'm getting in the way of you watching the podium. So where were we? You were late, blah, blah, blah. You're talking about, I can take the mic. But you also want to know about the race. What did you think?
Yeah, I enjoyed it. From what I saw, yeah.
So you got here after Lewis retired. Can I just point that out? Lewis retired.
Oh, right, okay. Well, I did guess he wasn't in the race anymore, so...
He went from pole and he was down on the cylinder from the first lap, so he just lost the lead and then just pitted.
Oh, that's bad luck.
It was a bit when everyone was predicting him to win, so I think if I talked to you before the race, you'd have done the same.
Sorry, say that again?
You'd have done the same, you'd expected him to win.
Well, yeah, especially, like, because of what sort of driver he is, and he was... So, yeah, you would have expected him, but unfortunately these things happen, so... It's just the way it is, so well, hopefully the next race will be a better race for him then.
Well, you can only hope. I don't think it can be much worse, to be honest. He did three laps, so yeah, unless he has a start line crash, then hopefully it will be better for him. But yes, I mean, apart from Lewis, lots of new rookies that are showing quite well. Well, Bottas is not quite a rookie, but apart from that, him, Kvyat, and I don't know how to pronounce that name, Fiat, I think it's like Fiat, like the car manufacturer. But anyway, yeah. We've also had Ricciardo in his first race of Red Bull showing well, and of course I think the star of the race is Magnussen.
Yeah, definitely, like that's such a good thing for him to do his first race and then get on the podium as well, so that's such good, that's, yeah.
Doing a Lewis, you're not right, are you? You're not quite woken up yet. You're not the usual bubbly Kerry that we remember. You're okay, calm down. Do you want me to leave you alone and talk to Martin?
Yeah, go on.
It was a good race and leave me alone, thank you. Okay, Martin, have you got more to say?
I mean, really good race, very sort of, I think, standard for start of the season. The only thing I could put into question is six retirements.
Yeah, is that more than you expected or less than you expected?
I think it was what I was expecting. I mean, was it about four of them were actually due to car failures and the other two were racing to Stephen? Yep. So, I mean, it puts that into question. So, will we be seeing more of that or less of it?
Oh, is it Alan Jones doing the podium? Sorry. I imagine it's going to get a little bit better as the season goes on.
Hopefully, yeah. It seems to be that Lotus are struggling with their powertrain. So, yeah.
Lotus are struggling with everything, but they had a good test session. Anyway,
well, yeah, this race was a test session for them.
Yeah,
they got 90% of the race done, but
yes.
I was hoping to see better, but
yes, and Maldonado kept out of trouble. I think there's more damage today done in pit lane than by Maldonado. Basically, what I do in this bit is mention the tweets that got me the most amount of retweets during the race and see if that's actually worth saying out loud. That one, not so much, maybe. Anyway. Yes, so what do you predict for Malaysia? More of the same? Do you reckon Red Bull can get their act together and maybe Lewis too?
I think more of the same. Hopefully it will be only race instance. Cars will be going off the track rather than the cars themselves failing.
Okay, I don't think we can quite help. That would be a couple of crashes. I think Kobayashi's going to do it again, and obviously there's going to be more reliability, but don't laugh at me. He's laughing at me though. Yes, thanks for coming. Hopefully I'll see you in Malaysia. For Malaysia. Why do I keep doing that? No one go to Malaysia, come here. Anyway, people in the corner who don't like the podcast, let's talk to the people who definitely don't want to be in the podcast. Hello. Remember, can you reintroduce yourself for a new season of the podcast?
It's Rob.
Hello, Rob. Good, so I'm liking this. And a person over here doesn't want to talk to the podcast. It's like I can see his body language, it makes me laugh. So, don't you talk to me. Don't talk to me. I will obey his wishes and I will leave him alone. I promise I won't come over to you. But what did you think now? So, Rob, what did you think of the race?
Interesting result.
Yeah.
Interesting race. Good to see how things are starting to look like they're going to pan out this season.
Mm-hmm.
And Novotel, which is always a bonus.
Sorry, that is a hotel. That's next door, isn't it? That's Novotel. I see what you mean. But also no Lewis.
Yeah, that is a sad shame. It's interesting how one car can finish and be, you know, sort of up there and the other one just not.
Happens to both teams though, doesn't it? It says that they are both focusing on one car to make it reliable, and the other car, surprisingly, they focused on Ricciardo's car and Vettel broke down. Normally it's, you'd say the Australian would have a breakdown and Vettel would be unreliable, would be bulletproof, should I say.
Yeah, no, indeed. Yeah, but it's screwed together in the same factory. Just interesting that one can make it, the other one can't.
Someone else has joined us. Who has just joined us for the podcast? Name yourself.
How you doing? I'm Alex. How are you?
Hello, Alex. So good, you've walked right into the podcast. I'm gonna have to ask you a question. I mean, did the race go the way you expected it?
I think so, yeah. I thought it was inevitable. I think that there was going to be a Mercedes car in the top four at least. And yeah, I suppose everybody expected the Renaults to blow up as they normally do. So yeah, that was it really.
So yeah, I mean, what are you expecting this to carry on from Malaysia?
Oh, that's a difficult one to say because, you know, it's a warmer race, isn't it, as well? So that
could be. It could be a lot colder if it rains.
Well, you know, generally, it's always a warmer and more humid race, so it's hard to say. I don't know.
Yeah, I did enjoy the atmosphere anyway. Not quite as much cheering because it's quite early, but yeah. At least got a lot of people out of bed at 5 a.m, which I'm proud of. So, yeah, did you enjoy it here?
Yeah, it's been good. It's good to get down here, actually, early in the morning. It means I can spend the rest of the day now doing some gardening.
That's a good point. We've got the whole day to ourselves now, isn't it? And it looks like it's going to be a nice day here. But no, annoyingly, how many times are we going to get our hopes up about rain? That annoys me. Every race. It's been about five races in succession now. It's going to rain. Oh, it has rained. I mean, why do we keep getting our hopes up about it?
Something to do with them using a French weather system.
So. A bit of racism, kids, early in the morning. Thanks for that. I've had one swear word. Why is French, it rains more here than in France? I don't get your logic either.
No, I think it's just the French. There's just a man in a beret outside looking for rain.
Well, he's doing a good job then. He's just desperate. He obviously really likes rain, but that can actually make it happen. Anyway, it happens in NASCAR as well. The annoying thing about it, if you watch NASCAR, is it rains every race there and they can't race in the rain. They have to keep calling it off. Anyway, thanks for you. Hopefully I'll see you again for Malaysia, not in Malaysia, as I keep saying. So thank you. Who else am I going to wander around and bother? There's people over here in Mercedes t-shirts, so maybe I'll talk to them. Hello, can we talk for the podcast? Hello, can we talk for the podcast?
Sorry?
Hello, can you want to introduce yourself? This is the F1 in podcast, so you can be on the podcast. Yeah, hello.
Jim here, Jim Burns from Sutton Coldfield.
Oh, all the way from Sutton Coldfield. You come a long way. at least for the Birmingham anyway. There should be one in Sutton Coldfield somewhere. You should have a look.
There is actually, yeah, one down the road from us. Like,
oh, well, we'll send you there instead. Fair enough, I'm glad you came here. Yeah, I mean, you're in a Mercedes, is that a McLaren t-shirt or a Mercedes t-shirt? I can see the logo.
It is, yeah. McLaren.
So what did you think of the race? You must be quite happy compared to last year.
Great race, just a little bit, no noise from the cars is a bit confusing.
Yeah, I think they're still working on the noise. I think they'll keep increasing the power. But I like the fact you can hear the crowd cheering, the team radio, the tyres squealing. You can hear lots of things in the background, which you didn't seem to miss last year. I can get over the noise, you know. I would get used to it, should I say.
Yeah, I'm not sure I'll get used to it. That V12 screaming was something special, I think.
V12 was a few years ago, but...
Well, V8 was last year, like, sorry.
Yeah. I have to be always contrary. Sorry, I have to always. He said V12. I meant V8. Sorry.
About previous races, obviously, those seasons.
Just me. I'm sorry. You'll get used. If you come again, you'll get used to this or this guy again. But but again, more finishes than we expected.
Yeah, it was good. Yeah, surprised. Good result as well. Really, to be fair, like very good result. Yeah.
Are you a Lewis fan at all, though?
Yeah, definitely. Like, I'd like to see him do well, but it's nice to see McLaren up there, you know, in third place for Magnussen's first race.
Magnussen doing a Lewis, in a way. I think he's obviously going to be a star for the future. So is, looks like Bottas is a star of the future. He's been there for a year.
Yeah, without a doubt. Finnish driver, isn't it, all the time.
Wow, more racism. That's two lots of racism on the show already. We had anti-French and anti-Finns. Well, we had Finn-on-Finn action, which was nice.
Yeah, right, yeah. Kimi, big Kimi fan, yeah. Brilliant, yeah.
Kimi's having a bit of a, not a usual Kimi race, was he? A bit understated.
Yeah, he's been struggling a bit, hasn't he? Like, but I think he'll get there. He surely will do. Get used to it and he'll be there giving him a run, like, yeah.
Who's this over here, Si? Do you want to have your what say?
Yeah, I'm Ian from Kidderminster.
Well, you've come a long way too.
Well, I was in Melbourne last year. I've been in
You've come from Melbourne?
I've been living in Australia for the past 8 years.
So have you been to the race? Have you been to it?
I've been for the past 8 years.
Oh, yeah. Where did you stand? Did you have a regular stand seat?
I had a stand for a couple of years, but then normally general admission and
What moments did you see with your own eyes? What was the biggest like Formula One era defining moment that you actually witnessed in person?
Oh, over there. I only went for qualifying last year, but it was horrendous. The weather, I just remember the rain was going sideways last year. It was horrendous. So qualifying was obviously Sunday morning, but it's...
Did you get your money back?
No. Well, I didn't pay actually because I was working there, so I was working, yeah.
That
so.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
So you're not going to pay Formula One prices, are you? Oh, bye-bye. Tim's gone. At least you've had to say bye-bye. Everyone's going. You can't wave at a podcast. It's a sound thing. Anyway... And Martin as well. Bye, Martin. Okay, so everyone's leaving. I should stand by the door and just make people talk before they go. But yes, I mean, I liked the fact you saw qualifying. Have you not seen a race then?
I've seen the race,
What year did you go for the actual race?
Probably for like about 6 years on the track.
Basically, I'm working out you have no memory of what you've seen. I want to see what you've seen in front of you. And he's like, oh, well, I saw things. Some cars went by. Where did you stand or sit? Sorry, where did you...
In the Webber stand for 2 years.
Yeah.
And then the other years I was general admission.
Which one's the Webber stand though?
It's on the main straight.
Oh, why would you go on a straight? You might see it on crash.
The cheapest stand.
That would be why. That makes sense, yeah. Formula One prices. Yeah. And then it's a lot cheaper here, isn't it?
It was about $200 for the stand for the 4 days, so it was quite...
Pounds.
Probably about 100 and something pounds, £150.
Yeah, go on holiday for that.
The Asian races, they're really cheap. 3 day pass there in a really good grandstand, £100.
Wow. Oh, okay.
Malaysia, yeah.
Better go there then, because it sounds like no one goes there, so maybe that's why it's so cheap.
It's good. Yeah, it's
brilliant.
There's
a lot of seats, actually, wasn't there, in Malaysia?
Yeah,
Malaysia. Have you been to Malaysia as well?
Yeah.
What did you see there? Did you see any moments? I'm trying to get to see if you saw a crash or an overtake or anything. Do you remember anything about going to any of the races?
That's just the atmosphere, isn't it? And it's just fantastic. It's just, you watch it on TV, but it's just, you just don't get the...
Rachel's off. Bye-bye, Rachel. No more talking the podcast. But yeah, so basically, that's what we're trying to get for here. You know, sort of closest we can get to the race atmosphere. There's about 50 people around this room. It wasn't much cheering as last year, but, you know, maybe we need a better result.
Maybe we'll sit up with the other guys next time. It's our first time here, so...
Well, come over. I'm at F1 in Brom. I'm the runner, so come say hello to me. I didn't see you sneak in because the race had started.
Interview us after Singapore, because we're going to Singapore.
Going to Singapore, brilliant. Come every week, but apart from Singapore.
That's how good it is.
I don't think that's a great race, but if you want to go to it, then fine.
Oh, brilliant. Yeah, I
can't wait. Okay, well, so hope we can see you again. Thank you. And see you soon. Well, I've got to make it all the way back to my seat. People are talking in the background.
and got a really feel time as I went all the way. Oh god, everyone's gone, walking all the way back as the advert break's going on, so I can't even commentate what's on the screen. What, who are these two people here? Oh yes, these two people, I remember this. Hello again, you did predict things earlier and I've come back to get you. Well, what did you say? How many finishes did you say?
It was 15, I said. I weren't far wrong.
Yeah, you weren't far wrong. But yeah, what did you think of that race?
It weren't what I expected it would, thought it would be.
What did you think it would be?
More non-finishers, more accidents, maybe.
Yeah.
I thought it'd be more exciting.
Yeah.
After the first few laps, it got a bit boring.
I think a lot of people are on conservation mode instead of... conservation mode instead of pushing to the limit.
Good to see Magnussen up there, McLaren back up there.
Yeah,
and Ricciardo, home Grand Prix for him. Yeah, good.
Let's go talk to this guy. What's this guy's name?
Oh, right.
You know, don't talk. It's still right. No, it's not live. Don't worry.
Right.
You enjoy it though.
Yeah, it's all right.
You glad you came here and watched it instead of lying in bed?
Yeah, of course, yeah.
Good, you've enjoyed, had a breakfast or whatever, so good. I won't bother you then. Anyone want to talk to the podcast quickly, say goodbye? And say goodbye, what do you think of the race though?
Interesting race, I think it's going to be, we've got to see some promising cars out there.
Yeah.
Particularly, I was just saying that to my friend earlier, the Red Bulls are looking quite strong. I think it would have been a different race if Vettel hadn't gone out.
Yes.
Considering the pace of Ricciardo.
Yeah. One car per team seems to be falling apart, that's the trouble.
Yeah, but some strong looking cars mean that Mercedes is untouchable. So, with Hamilton back in Malaysia, we're very keen to see what happens there.
Yes, and you're glad you came here anyway instead of lying in bed.
It's been fantastic.
I mean, just ask people how great it is to come to F1 in pubs. That's mainly my one line of questioning.
It's better than sitting alone in my dressing gown.
Don't want to know about that. So you can stay, you do it. I've heard about what people get up to during Formula 1 races. It's mainly just watching the races. Mainly want to hear about watching the onboard feed or the data feed. That's all I want to know about, nothing else.
No, it's been good to get out and actually be part of a crowd and actually to be sharing it with other people. But
closest we can get to the race. And now you can hear the fans cheering at the race now, so that's one thing about it. Hopefully I'll see you again.
I'll definitely be back from Malaysia.
Yes, I'm going out. You've got a whole day ahead of you now. It's only 7 a.m. It's weird, isn't it?
I can ready to start our day.
Brilliant. Have a good one. See you again then. Cheers. Hopefully they will come soon. And finally, Chris. I mean, we should be reading out Downforce UK's social media. Do tweet at Downforce UK if you want to, or Downforce Radio, and I will get these things in a list. I promise. I'm sorry, Jake. I will get all your social media in the right order, but it's too early, and I just ran out of the house without forgetting all my details. Excuses, racing driver excuses. There was some feedback then, but it's actually on the screen. It wasn't me. I promise. I didn't make that noise. So we got some actual interaction, Chris. Chris, what did you think about the race first?
Yeah.
And then walked away.
Yeah, did you ask me a question and walk away? Yeah,
I was like, I'm having to sit down.
And you've taken my seat, thanks.
Sorry. Come on then. You are now officially at F1 in Pubscast. I'm at F1 in Bun, so we split up the accounts because I'm tired of having two.
Well, I'm also F1 in Pubscast.
Oh, yes, oh yeah, I'm also one of them, yes. I think I might hand it out like a default account, like a gestalt entity. Anyway, we are legion, for we are many at F1 in pubs, and I'm hoping to hear that the Sky Sports indeed were filming in London, so I'm hoping that the F1 show on Friday, as we don't know about this, but as we put the podcast out, we might actually know more about it. Hopefully Sky Sports are down in London filming a feature for the F1 show, so we might be famous, we might be mentioned on the F1 show, so maybe we've got a lot more listeners, who knows, maybe thousands and thousands of people will be watching the F1 show and go, let's have a little look on the website, let's have a little listen to the podcast.
Well, on that, in fact, I would like to shout out to the Los Angeles F1 fans.
What? There's an F1 in pubs in Los Angeles?
There is now. In particular, Mark Sternberger organises them, they're at LAF1 fans on Twitter. Apparently 160 people came and watched today's race.
Wow, what time is it? It's like 4 a.m. for them. It's got to be earlier. No, it's got to be about 2 a.m. for them. It's about, how, they're about 5 hours behind, aren't they?
LA's west coast, isn't it? So what, 7-8 hours?
Yeah,
so
midnight,
they're enjoying their Saturday night, aren't they?
Yeah. Fair enough. And then we've got Laura. Laura's always here. Laura, she changed her Twitter name, I think. Lau, she is now. Lau_1985. She was Laura. What was she before?
Yeah, shout out to Laura and shout out to Jade, Ginger Jade. Yeah.
Ginger Jade. You're having a lot. You're doing well with these interactions. Obviously, you're more popular than me. Yes, Ginger_Jade. She says, ha 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 ha. I missed a conversation that you're having.
Yes, you missed so many conversations. So many wonderful conversations.
Oh, what's going on then? What's the interaction? What's the conversation? Oh, Manish has turned up on the hashtag.
Shout out to Tim, who agrees with F1 in Bro. He's a dominant German, followed by an Australian. I don't see what's changed.
Can you not read out the comment that I started the podcast with and then he stole from me?
I don't follow you round.
No, I said that as the first thing. He's written it on Twitter and stolen it, and then you've regurgitated it back.
I follow you on Twitter. Can I not follow you in real life?
Because nice. That
would just be a bit weird.
Nice. I follow you. You drove me in. It's a little joke there based on what I said. And it doesn't really matter for people who don't understand that you drove me in. Anyway, Manish says an enjoyable hashtag OzGP. Stunning drives for Ricciardo and Magnussen. Deserved win for Nico Rosberg. Thanks for that. That's not really opinion. It's just that's just commentating a bit late.
Is that Manish who we all thought would be here?
Yes.
Manish, we miss you.
I'm having technical problems. Every time I try and open the F1 Impulse hashtag, it stops my Twitter account. It just crashes my tweet app.
It's just the intensity is just too much.
So maybe I've got to rely on you completely.
Is yours running a Renault engine?
Topical. Or Mercedes, because apparently they're just as reliable.
Well, I had the hashtag up on my laptop and it's just given up, so I think that's running a Renault engine.
Yeah, I think there's something wrong with the hashtag. Chris, fix it. Not you. Chris, the head of F1 in Buzz, but yeah, he's down there swanning up with Sky, being a celebrity.
Chris broke the hashtag.
Yeah, that's right. It's obviously so popular today. This new Downforce UK thing's paying off. We are on Downforce Radio and suddenly we are popular. Oh, we're going to be popular.
No, it's great to crash mine too. Never mind.
That's weird. It's an Android. Everybody probably crashed Android because we're that popular.
Yeah, well, you know, there's been plenty of crashes today in F1.
Kobayashi's actually hit it and damaged our pop hashtag.
But bless him, he apologised. Did you see?
No.
He's already an honorary Brit. He went on straight onto Twitter and said, "Oh, sorry to the whole team and to everybody. Yeah, Caterham. Yeah, great, 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 great."
Yeah, just for that, I'm glad he's in the sport. He caused the crash. He's all right. He's sorry about it.
Yeah, everyone loves Kimi.
Yeah. What do you got? You've got a drink now.
Yes, I have a drink.
How much is that?
Does it matter?
Yeah, because I've only got a pound on me. I want a drink. It's live on the podcast.
I'm sure that Twitter can scrounge up 20p to substitute that.
Thank you. Yeah. Okay. Start the. Can get a fund going. Can you get a Kickstarter or something so I can get money? It's like Richard Herring on his podcast. I mean, he's a great podcast.
We'll have to start a Patreon for you. what's the benchmark going to be? What's the landmark B point going to be? Is it going to be like
landmark $2 billion?
A free drink for Paul every race.
Yeah.
Okay, you heard it. F1 in
just a coat though. I don't drink when I'm a professional podcaster. I'm high enough on coffee. That'll do me. So I'm getting donations of about £1.20. Thank you. Anyway, so is that all the social media? We're going to check down forces. Check down force. Just Google it. Search it. We need to find this.
Here we go. Right.
We are live. Oh, we're not live. We're not live anywhere. But we are now broadcasting. You might be listening on Downforce Radio. So we will read out your social media. No, we won't. We'll read. Oh, F1 in Pubs is working. Yes. Lout_1985. Stuart Preston. I talked to earlier before the race, and he's gone before I got to him. He has shoes older than the guys on this podium. Feeling old, hashtag. Christopher Brown, I think I know who he is. Kevin Magnussen, Podium Mars F1 debut. Excellent. Yes, I know him. Rich Scalding. Hello, Scalding. So, one at race.
First race, sorry.
So, one at race is done. And Williams scored more points in one race than they did last season. True. So did McLaren, I think, in a way. But Laura's all over that hashtag. Sorry, guys, you're going to have to listen to the German national anthem again. It's true. She's a big Nico Rosberg fan, quite happy.
To which I went, at least we don't have to listen to that dirge of an Austrian anthem. I'm sorry, I don't like the Austrian national anthem.
No?
No, not at all.
I like the Russian one. I want Kvyat. Da la la la. I don't know. Change that one. Da la la la. I have to play some music to Russian.
If it's the Italian anthem, you have to conduct to it, like Schumacher.
Yeah. No, Schumacher got told off by that. He got told off. Michael Schumacher waving his arm around like he's conducting it. He said, "No, you're not allowed to do that." Some Italians told him off. Maybe the Prime Minister or someone. Anyway, it's funny how the
Tim was listening to you. 12 laps to the first safety car, and F1 everyone gets his cheer.
Yeah,
that's right. If you were playing safety car bingo, that's one for you.
Could have been at least four more. Two Lotuses went out and the start crash should have had one, so at least three more, at least three more. So that's social media. We've had out some people. Look at downforces.
Oh, okay. And what's the downforce hashtag?
I don't know. Downforce. Just search Downforce Radio, Downforce UK.
Good friends at Downforce.
So good friends. I did no research before the hashtag because it's too early. I promise I've got 2 weeks now. I'll start doing my work.
Yes, you can be listening to this whenever you want, but we had to get over four.
Yes. That's it. Jake Sanson. There he is. That's the one. Is he?
Well,
oh yes. Thank you.
Chaotic.
Do you like Formula One? I want to be on the pub.
A bit chaotic. Sorry.
Sorry. Did I bring too many people to the pub? Too much money was made.
No, not enough.
No, not enough. Not enough. That's rude.
Turnout was good.
Yeah, no, it always happens the first one. I like it. It's good, isn't it? So yes, turnout was good. That's the official word from Aquay Summer O.
And straight from the horse's mouth, Jake Sanson, who's Mr. Yep. Downforce, says for the second time in 2 years, it's time to eat his words. He wrote off Grosjean. He was wrong. He wrote off Ricciardo. Ricciardo. He was wrong. Congratulations.
What? Oh, he wrote off Grosjean too. Yeah, I could say based on today, you'd write him off again, but it's not really his fault. It's Lotus's. But my favourite.
I've got to give a shout out to the Lotus F1 team's Twitter people as well, because they are the funniest Twitter account of
all. They tweeted me during practice, you know.
I'm sure they'll tweet me.
No, but I like to claim
fame.
Like
they've got much else to do after half the race.
My biggest claim to fame this weekend is James Allen read out my question on 5 Live and then didn't use my name. Everyone else got their names. Like, oh, here's poor Apple Hasley's question. Oh, would you believe not actually said his name? Thanks for that. It's probably because I get one every damn race. And they're tired of me on 5 Live. So sorry, 5 Live. But take this as my audition to be on 5 Live next year. Yeah. He says he's first got a radio show on Downforce UK and he starts talking to 5 Live. Sorry.
And before that, he also made the point that there were 4 World Series Renault Live drivers in the points, 2 on the podium.
Yes, World Series by Renault.
Bodes well.
Well, it means it's a better feeder series of Formula 1 than GP2 is.
Which is not the first time someone said that.
I imagine not. No, but it's a better races, I think. And it obviously is less of a rich boys' playground.
Can we give a shout out to all the drivers who are all going sideways in the race?
Yes, nice to see some torque. I love these new rules. I mean, the cars are unpredictable. You can't just slap it into a wall. Damn Pirelli tyres, not quite surviving a wall attack. God, they've got to make tyres that survive crashes. Come on, Pirelli. Some crashes into walls. Anyway, yes, so that's. I'm just basically, again, reading up my own tweets. Who's that?
It's a picture of Jan Magnussen.
Oh, he's happy about the podium. Oh, that's nice. He's already. Is he crying? Oh, bless him. Somehow he's got.
At F1 times.
Yes. Okay, good that you've given a proper credit. It's like Stuart Lee is here in the room, demanding you credit someone. But yes, that is not your reference. But anyway, so that has been a great first opening F1 in podcast, as I say. Do listen to us on look on the F1 in Pubs website, see if you want to come and join this madness. We are in Birmingham, but you can be in London, apparently. If you're in London, you're on TV. If you're in Birmingham, you just get this radio sort of podcast thing. So well done.
Yeah, and if you want to subscribe, go to f1inpubs.co.uk or look at the @F1 in Pubs cast account, and the details for subscribing are all there.
Nice. Are you doing that professionally now?
Oh, yes.
That would be your job then, just to remind me, because I'm high on coffee and I can't even remember where we're broadcasting the damn show.
Paul, stream of consciousness hands.
That is pretty much me summed up. Yeah. You've seen my tweets.
Say again.
Have you seen my tweets?
Say again.
No. Anyway.
That was usually what you're doing.
So, oh, right, I see. No. Have you seen my tweet?
Yes.
Yeah, good. Are we stuck now in the loop? Good. It is 7 a.m.
Or what are we talking about?
Yeah. Oh, God, this is really annoying me now. I'm annoyed on my own podcast. Anyway, thank you for listening. We will be back for Malaysia in 2 weeks' time, which I believe is the day the clocks go forward. So that's going to confuse everyone. They'll be turning up an hour before, an hour late into the race. We'll find out.
Don't worry. We'll be up, so you don't necessarily have to be. But it is more fun if you are. And also, if you missed it. This episode is obviously going to be live on the SoundCloud. We also had a special extended edition, if you can bear it. It's about an hour and 20 minutes where we talk about this season.
Yes.
Like obviously, we recorded it before the season started, so lots of conversation, banter, interesting opinions, including Jake and Will. And
you're advertising your own damn, but oh, I see the one you did. Yeah, I know what you mean now. That will probably be on Downforce Radio in between the two, actually. It'll be in next week, the in between the two.
Yeah.
So you'll be able to hear us at Autosport predicting the season incorrectly, probably.
Yeah, well, lots of interesting opinions, some of which may turn out to be more on the money than you might think.
But more, most of it libelous or slanderous, so probably shouldn't have to. Anyway, it was a heady atmosphere there at the Autosport Show, and we had a great time, and thanks to everyone who came down for that. And it will be probably a permanent feature of the Autosport Show, whether they like it or not. We'll just turn up at that pub that's next to it and sit there and talk to people.
If we don't get kicked out, of course.
Well, I say, we're in the pub, it's not actually in the Autosport Show, it's opposite the show, isn't it? So the pub is probably...
But it's my ambition to get kicked out of every pub at this once.
Great. Well, you know, work on this one first. This is Acre Bar. This is the F1 in Pubs guest, and it's time to end because we're just waffling on now. So thanks for listening. We'll be back for 2 weeks' time, Malaysia. As I said before,
for www.f1inpubs.co.uk or search F1inpubscast or F1inpubs on iTunes, or listen to us. And thank you to Downforce Radio for taking us under their wing for 2014. That was not as many questions answered as I expected today, and a lot more to come from F1 in 2014, at least I hope so. 2 weeks time, Malaysia. See ya.
We're out of here.
No catchphrases on the show. You're not developing a catchphrase on my show.
Next time, 2014 round 2, Malaysia.